they want to drive home the idea that Democrats are hailing this pick as a big step forward for diversity, but that they have gone after diverse Republican nominees for the courts in the past. And then the third thing that I think is emerging here is that a handful of more conservative senators on the Judiciary Committee are going after her record in much more in-your-face ways than we are seeing with those other Republican senators. The big one is Senator Josh Hawley talking about her record on child pornography cases and the sentences that come out of those.
What concerns me, and I've been very candid about this, is that in every case, in each of these seven, Judge Jackson handed down a lenient sentence that was below what the federal guidelines recommended.
Congress has decided what it is that a judge has to do in this and any other case when they sentence. And that statute doesn't say, look only at the guidelines and stop. The statute doesn't say, impose the highest possible penalty for this sickening and egregious crime. The statute says, calculate the guidelines, but also look at various aspects of this offense and impose a sentence that is, quote, sufficient but not greater than necessary to promote the purposes of punishment.
The Washington Post fact checker and even some conservative pundits like Andrew McCarthy of the National Review have found those attacks to be misleading in the way that they characterize her record and how that compares to other judges.
And can I ask, is the question here that she didn't give sentences that Republicans think were long enough in child pornography cases?
Right. The idea is that she somehow differentiated conduct between more egregious, you know, instances of pedophilia and people who trafficked in child pornography. What the records have shown is that her sentences were generally within the guidelines and not all that different from how other judges have handled these cases.
What are some of the other issues that have come up in the last couple of days?
One thing that is coming up more and more, and I think will be a feature of these hearings for the next couple days, is her representation of Guantanamo Bay detainees. This is something that came up in her previous confirmation hearings. Republicans didn't press so hard back then, but now they have more time with her and have signaled that that's going to be a focal point for them.